理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 35 Annoyances
19th Lady Lowborough was quite pleased to find that I would not tell her husband of her love affair with my husband. As the guest's departure quickly arrives, she becomes more fearless in her behavior towards my husband. The last day of her stay at Grassdale, she came to me with a proud smile.Obviously wanting to anger me with some hurtful news. You know, Mrs. Huntington, you should thank me. She paused to look at me. Shall I tell you why you should thank me? I shall be glad to hear of anything you have assisted me in. Well, she continued, you have, of course,noticed the change in Mr. Huntingdon's behavior, as he has become quite a polite gentleman recently. I know you tried to change him, but failed. I told him, in a few words, that I could not bear to see him embarrass himself, and that he should take less wine and begin acting like a gentleman. So, he did change his behavior.And you should thank me for it. I stood up and left the room. But I do not ask for your thanks, she continued. I only hope that you will take care of him when I am gone, and do not ignore him, or he will return to his bad drinking habits again. I was silent with anger. They are all going tomorrow.I am quite thankful.
Chapter 36 Silence
December 20th, 1824 This is the third anniversary of our marriage. Our guests left 2 months ago. There is no love or friendship between my husband and I. The first week after our guests left, he was quite upset,that his dear Annabella was gone. He was easily angered by anything I did, although I tried to please him, being polite, but never loving. At first he drank little wine, but after time he became bored without his friends and his lover to amuse him. He returned to his old drinking habits, taking large amounts of wine during and after meals.He may drink himself dead, but it is not my fault. Yet, I attempt to persuade him not to drink heavily, reminding him that Annabella would not be pleased with his behavior and appearance. February 10th. I am afraid my husband will soon influence my son with his careless and unhealthy habits. If I rescue my child from his father, the little one,often cries, in confusion and fear. I will not let him go. It pains me to know that my little darling should love his father more than me. If I deny my child something, such as a glass of wine, his father will happily offer it to him. My husband takes joy in hurting me this way,as he knows that my son brings me my only happiness in life, and my husband wishes to destroy it.
Chapter 37 The Neighbor Again
December 20th, 1825 Another year has passed, and I am tired of my life. And yet, I cannot leave it.I cannot leave my son alone in this evil world. Thankfully, my husband is not often at Grassdale. He frequently travels to London or goes to visit one of his friends. I am quite content during these times to be alone with my son, to teach him proper morals and polite manners. Happily, There were none of Arthur's friends invited to Grassdale last autumn. He left to visit some of them instead. I wish he always would. Mr. Hargrave, however, stayed nearby at the Grove, which annoyed me a great deal. For 7 or 8 months, he has behaved well, but has recently changed. One morning, he arrived at Grassdale for a visit, while little Arthur and I were taking a walk. He was quite silent for some time before beginning a long speech, explaining how he has loved me for many years and believes we must be together. I stopped him immediately, telling him a love affair between us was impossible. A few days after, I heard that he had departed for London. He returned, however, in 8 or 9 weeks, but his behavior was, once again, proper and respectful. One morning, however, he came to Grassdale, looking quite anxious. He announced that he had some important news about Mr. Huntingdon. I no longer called my husband Arthur, as I only used that word for my darling child. Mr. Hargrave informed me that my husband was visiting Lord and Lady Lowborough. "That does not concern me," I told him coldly.
"You have no love for your husband, then?"
he asked me. "None."
"I knew you no longer loved him. He was once a friend to me, but I can no longer be a friend to such a hurtful and selfish man. But tell me, do you ever think of hurting your husband in the same manner he has hurt you?"
"Of course not. I would be no happier."
"Mrs. Huntingdon, we are both unhappy, but I know that if we were together, we could both be happy. Please, do not refuse my love."
"Mr. Hargrave, I have a son and you have a mother. A love affair between us is impossible."
"No one will know. We will have a secret love affair, Mrs. Huntingdon. I love you."
I was shocked. "If you truly love me, then you should understand the pain I feel and how you hurt me when you ask such things. If you do indeed love me, then you should attempt to lessen my pain by never asking me about such matters again." He was silent, with a look of confusion and sadness. After a moment he spoke.
"Then I must leave you."
Very soon after, I heard that he had gone to Paris, where he still is. I am thankful.
Chapter 38. The Injured Man.
December 20th, 1826. The 5th anniversary of my wedding day, and I believe the last year that I will spend in this house. I plan to escape with my son, as I cannot allow him to grow up with his father's frightening habits. In September, quiet Grassdale was again lively with the usual autumn guests. On the day of Lady Lowborough's arrival, I followed her into her room and explained that if she continued her criminal love affair with my husband, I would immediately inform her husband. She was quite surprised at what I told her, but promised that their relationship was no more. I feared that I would have to inform poor Lord Lowborough of the terrible situation, and so hoped that Annabella and my husband had finished their affair. But one evening, 2 weeks after the guests had arrived, I had no more reason to fear. Lord Lowborough discovered the news himself. I had gone into the library that night to be alone When Lord Loughborough came in quickly and closed the door, looking angry and hurt. He soon noticed that I was in the room as well.
Mrs. Huntingdon, I must leave you tomorrow.
Tomorrow? So, you have discovered it too, I answered.
You know, then, and you are so calm,
he said, looking at me in surprise.
How long have you known?
I felt guilty. 2 years, I said quietly.
Then why did you not tell me? You have injured me as well.
Perhaps I should have told you, but I did not want to hurt you. Since you both have arrived, I believed that they had ended their affair. Your wife promised me the relationship was finished. He was silent for a moment, but then spoke.
You too have suffered, I suppose.
I suffered much at first.
Mrs. Huntingdon, I have noticed that your appearance has changed since you were first married. You cannot be happy. But how can you stay so calm about such terrible news?
I have learned to be calm, and you will as well. As I walked into the sitting room, I looked at Lady Loughborough, attempting to look calm. She soon began to sing and play for the other guests, declaring that she must entertain the guests before her departure with her husband the next morning. They departed early in the morning before anyone else was awake, except Mr. Huntingdon and myself.
You're leaving already, Loughborough,
my husband said to him, with a smile. As Lord Loughborough was walking out the door, Mr. Huntingdon loudly shouted,
Give my love to Annabella. I wish you both a happy journey.
Then walked off, laughing to himself. He mentioned later that day that he was much happier with his mistress gone, as she was becoming an annoyance. I know nothing more of Lord Loughborough's life, except from what Millicent tells me. Although, poor Millicent does not know that Lord and Lady Loughborough have separated. She lives in London, amusing herself with lovers and parties. He lives with their 2 children alone. Unfortunately, Lady Loughborough never loved her children and never visits. A few days after Lord and Lady Loughborough departed, the other ladies left as well. The gentlemen, however, stayed longer at Grassdale, although I did not spend much time with them.